You are now listening to the Shane Edmonds Show.
Welcome back to the Shane Edmonds Show, everybody. This is one of your three hosts, Josh, here with Blake.
Hola.
And Jason.
I'm back. I'm back.
And special guest, Kippy.
Hello.
Woo, we bringing guests back on, people. Wah, wah, wah. How's everybody doing?
Good.
Doing good.
I'm good. We're drinking. It's guys' night.
It is guys' night. We've had pizza. We couldn't bring the trifecta and make it a WAP night with wings and pizza, yeah. But we do got pizza and beer, so we're good enough.
Second best.
Yep.
Wings would have been too much.
It was.
We had some decadent pizza. Me and you did.
We did. It was delicious, though.
Decadent.
It was.
The right side of the table was plain Jane with pepperoni over here.
God, this is America.
So boring.
Boring.
Meanwhile, we had ham and bacon and onion and pineapple on
our pizza.
Delicious.
No, it was all kinds of good. You don't know what you're missing out on.
I got to say, this is different with having four compared to Justin, because now we each have our own mic and we don't have the mic in the center of the table.
Yeah, when Justin was on, it was all in the center and we didn't know what was going on. We didn't know if we needed to project louder or where we needed to be, because I don't even think we had headphones at that point, did we?
I did, but that was it.
Yeah, so none of the
producer did.
Yeah, fucking asshole.
Producer and editor, if you look on Podchaser. I got two roles.
Yeah. He's only
Technically, you're the building owner, too.
Somehow he gets paid.
Majority stockholder. Majority stockholder.
You know, I mean, fucking scheduler. I mean, I just do it all, okay? Yeah.
He is...
Social media presence.
He is the cess.
Swiss Army knife of men.
Yes. The cess. Blake is the cess.
Jesus Christ.
Back off, ladies. He's taken.
Me and Jason are just along for the ride here.
All right.
I'm just disappointed my...
What?
Well, you got to get it out.
God. I have brain fart. I don't even know. I
guess that happens with old age.
I'm the oldest one at the table.
Takes a fucking week off and can't even perform anymore. Motherfucker needs butt.
I need some of that. You heard, this is not a paid advertisement. You hear the commercials for brain balance.
No.
I need some brain balance right now.
He needs podcast Viagra.
I'm disappointed my agent did not double book me again, so I couldn't be here. That's a stab. I'm just kidding. I'm glad to be back.
We're glad to have you back. Me and Blake are exhausted from last week. We're still worn out from it, man.
My throat hurts from all that talking.
My vocal cords have not recovered yet.
Y'all did great.
My brain hurts from making up all those fucking words.
Electronical. Y'all did great. It was a great.
Thanks for calling them out on Facebook, folks. And in person, if you did it in person.
And text messages. Yeah. All before 11 o'clock.
So as the listeners know, Josh started. He brought the COVID to the table. Then Blake had it. Now I've got a cough. So, Kippy,
I've already been dying in the hospital. I don't need to do that again.
Well, shit. You're already good. Immune.
Yep.
Good deal. Hopefully it ends with me then.
All right. Should we get the listeners to know Kippy?
Sure. Let her rip.
Kippy, tell us a little bit about yourself. What do you do for a living?
I'm a fireman and amongst a bunch of other side jobs, landscape, work on trucks. A little bit of everything.
It seems like most every firefighter has a side gig or two.
Oh, no doubt. If it's kind of like
it's all the free time they have on their hands.
Yeah, I mean, most firemen I know either own a landscape business, roofing business, or some sort of business,
something like that. Yeah,
yeah, it's. I mean, they just go hand in hand,
building decks, whatever. Yep.
Kippy went skydiving with Josh and I for Josh's 30th birthday.
Awesome.
Yes. He was there for the most exciting day of my life.
Max speed of what, 126?
127 for me.
Oh, get it right.
Because I got the fat boy fee. Remember?
He was the only one that got upcharged because of weight.
If you were over 220 pounds, they got me by 5 pounds. It's 215. If you hit 220,
yeah.
$30 extra.
Yeah.
Oh shit!
Called
I'm
Fat
like,
Boy Fee.
I'm like 240.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'd have fucking raped my ass.
Stuck it in and it broke
it pretty,
off.
It was pretty sweet though.
That was the. I swear
they didn't have to put a.
Second, I mean, I was bummed out that their little plane could only hold two people at a time, so I had to go alone.
Yes, that was pretty shitty. They need
to put that in like the fine print before you sign up.
Also, I was looking at the thumb drive, and I don't know if either one of y'all have checked it. I know Blake said he checked it. I did not get any still frame pictures.
Oh, I did.
I got the video, but all of my pictures were from Blake Strum. And under Blake's pictures, it was still Blake, and under your pictures, it was you. There were no still frame pictures from my jump. I got Blake's pictures.
They just love me that much.
Yeah, I got my still frames.
I was so pissed. I should have called them, but I never did, and now I'm fucking over it. I don't care.
Burned
it
was like an
extra, I got the video. I can
say it was like an extra $40 for the pictures and video.
I can, yeah.
And all the photos were still shots of
the
video.
It was just still shots from the video.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you could just go hit pause and take a picture.
Exactly. That's my plan.
And for those of you that don't know Kippy, he is like fucking a TikTok sensation.
He is
semi-viral.
He brings his chickens into the TikTok and everything.
Well, my chickens have made me famous.
So you're still on the TikTok?
No, I mean, I dabble. Not very much.
Even though we know that the Chinese is using it to spy on Americans.
Hey, you're the only one at the table not on the TikTok.
You're on the... Y'all, hold on. All this shit talking from y'all too, and you're still on... That's it. I quit. I'm done. I'm
say what
here.
You want, but man, if there's nothing to do, you get stuck in a TikTok hole, you can easily eat up about 4 hours.
And see, that's my problem, is I don't want to do that.
I'm saying,
you just gotta,
there's a
you
lot
just
of Trump supporters on TikTok.
And know when.
There are a lot of Trump supporters on TikTok.
I'm still on my Facebook sabbatical.
So have you joined Parler yet, then?
No.
He probably doesn't even know what Parler
like
is.
The other day, 2 million followers just dumped Facebook? And went to Parler?
Yeah,
that's what I heard.
What's another one? It's,
Gab.
Rumble.
I've
that's
heard
like the new YouTube.
No, you're thinking of Bumble.
Is it Bumble?
I was about to say Bumble.
Or Grindr.
Bumble's a dating site.
All right, so the Hodge twins, Graham Allen, all these people.
I saw they've gone.
Charlie Kirk.
I saw they've all gone to Parler, but I haven't seen anything about
it. It's go back and look. I'm pretty sure it's called Rumble. It could be wrong. It could be Bumble. I don't know.
Bumble's a dating site. It's not. All right,
so then it's Rumble or something, and it's the uncensored version of YouTube. It's
a video site versus like a social media. Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess they're all social media, but
the thing that gets me with the social media shit right now is like every single thing that Trump tweets is flagged as fraud. And it's just like...
Well, it's because all social media and media outlets are liberal-based.
Yeah. It says, God bless America, flag.
Independent fact-checkers has determined this is not a fact.
Well, America's not blessed by God,
well,
goddammit.
Trump talked about the vaccinations and stuff that are coming out, and every time he opened his mouth, he was bashed. Then Biden opens up one time, and that's like the best thing since sliced bread. He's talking about the vaccinations that Trump's been working on.
Cannibalopin valve, muffler burn.
I am Joe Biden's husband.
Come on, man.
I am Joe Biden's husband, and I will not have a vaccine for America.
I'm running for U.S. Senate.
Yeah.
I'm Kamala's running mate.
It's 1987, right? Is that the year we're running?
My favorite's when he's... I put my pool and the leg in the hair and the way it floats, and the kids like to rub it.
The kids love to rub my hair down on my legs, and I liked it too. Yeah.
All right.
Trump tweeted, you know, I'm pretty sure Trump tweeted he was hungry, and they flagged it as fake news.
Anything that has to do with Trump is going to be portrayed negatively.
Anything. Conservative. Everything that the Hodge twins post,
they're not monetized anymore.
Everything Graham Allen posts.
Not monetized anymore.
And flagged.
Yeah.
Charlie Kirk. All these guys, man, they're hurting. And it's just not fair.
They're trying to hold the man down.
They are.
They are. It's insane.
Coming from the side that says they're all about healing and unity.
I think I talked about this last week.
You did talk about it. I just found
it's time for healing coming from the party that has all the riots.
Exactly.
So I saw. Hold on, let me pull it up. Y'all keep talking. Keep talking. No, keep talking. I'm gonna pull it up.
I got a question, Kippy.
Yes.
What Guinness World Record do you think you could break in the future?
We couldn't have kept this a little bit more on topic.
No.
Man, that was just like a freaking...
You just pulled the e-brake on that. Well,
because Jason's got whiplash search.
From the conversation I've going political.
I got it up. All right, go. Well, we'll return.
No, I don't know if y'all...
No more Viagra. He got it up.
I got it up.
Marie will be so thankful.
Yeah. For America. Do y'all follow that page?
Never heard of it.
Just get to it.
Okay, so they made a meme. And it's a question. They want to know, have you ever seen a video of Democrats at a rally or a gathering chanting, USA, USA, USA?
You're waiting for us to chime in with you
or,
there.
Or, I mean, let's say, let's go even simpler. Do they display any American flags?
No.
That tells you what, I mean, that just says it all right there.
That does tell you so, kind of all you need to know.
Did y'all see at one of the rallies that Biden had? Every single vehicle in the crowd. Remember, it was like people who were staying in their cars like a driving theater?
Yeah.
Every vehicle in the crowd was a Jeep.
All 25 cars?
Everyone was a Jeep, like a new model Jeep.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, I saw it on Facebook.
I saw the one where they had the circles. They had like, had tables, and they were circles painted in the grass that they couldn't get out of that circle. And Biden's like... trying to run down the steps, and the people are just like golf clapping because they're just so fucking excited. You're crazy. All right. So I got some questions for y'all and for Kip. Jason's showing us all a photo on his phone. That's why we're quiet.
It's a meme. It's got
a little distracted.
Forrest Gump sitting on a bench, and it says, and just like that. Democrats don't like investigations anymore.
Well, yeah, it's just like all 4 years of Trump's presidency so far, it's been Russia tampered with the election, blah, blah, blah. And now, all of a sudden, the elections are perfect. And there's no way that anybody or anything could mess with the sacred system of the electoral process.
Absolutely no way. That our elections could be tampered with.
Yeah. I mean, it's just fine. I mean, I know that there's extremists on both sides, but it's
the hypocrisy is real, just though.
It is.
Off the charts.
It is.
Let's switch gears.
Yeah.
Blake, go ahead.
I got some questions.
What you got on the note?
Back to you, Blake.
We're speaking of USA, so we're all Americans here.
USA!
We'll start with Kippy, and we'll go counterclockwise. What Guinness World Record do you think you could break in the future?
I don't know. There's so many.
I think you could. If I could chime in, I think you might break the TikTok.
I don't know about that. I'm pretty mediocre at best at that. I don't know, man. I've seen a couple. I've seen one where dude had beer cans set up, smashing with his foot. I bet you I could give that guy a run for his money.
just crumpling.
Yeah, the beer. he had like 100 lined up, and he had like a certain amount of time. He said,
"Bro, he just went down the line and crushed them
all." Yeah, I bet
you
I could give that guy a freaking run for his money.
All right, Jason, what do you think you could break in the future?
World record?
Yeah. Hmm. There's a reason I'm asking this question, and I'll get to that when I get to
it. It'll be his answer, and he'll be like,
Guinness Book of World Records. I'm trying to think of something I'd like to do. God damn, I don't know.
I've already thought of mine.
Are you Hillary Clinton? Did you get have the questions ahead of time?
No, I didn't.
Oh, I need to see your emails. On your feed?
You just fucked up.
I just deleted them.
Oh God!
You just fucked up another question.
My name's Joe Biden, and I'm running for the president of China.
All right, Josh, what's yours?
I'm just gonna say I could probably set the world record for the number of curse words in a coherent sentence.
Ooh,
I don't know.
Fuck, mother.
See, that's not a coherent sentence, so that doesn't work.
Why are you cutting it out?
Because we're trying to
y'all
do
y'all don't
better.
Like Jay and Silent Bob? We're trying the oldest person at the table? Y'all don't know what Jay and Silent Bob
we're
is?
We're trying to remove the explicit label.
Trying to be
from
family friendly.
I want the damn explicit label on my plate.
All right, so Jason, have you come up with yours yet? No. Let's move on.
Okay.
You got to give him a minute.
I've got no freaking idea.
He's been off for, what, a couple weeks?
A week.
So... I tried to beat 2 world records. I was participating.
Hold on.
No, you did not.
Swear to God.
Did you videotape them?
In what? I'm so intrigued right now.
My buddy was training for the military or fire department or something.
Oh, this isn't recently, is what you're saying?
No, it's been. I was right out of high school. So it's been.
I thought you meant like.
Yeah, I'm like, you didn't fucking tell us you were.
No.
I thought this was in like the last week or two. He just hadn't told us.
He set that up like it was recently.
No, but this shit was hilarious because I saw the question. It just really struck me deep.
Okay. So what world records have you tried to make? Are these Guinness Book?
Yes. Okay. Trying to run a mile, piggyback.
So
were you the piggybacker?
He was probably on the guy's back.
I was on the back, and let me tell you what.
So you weren't running a mile. You were just hitching a ride.
He was riding.
You were piggybacking.
We did the
He was pegging.
We did. Oh. We did the first lap, and I swear it felt like my nuts got hit by a bag of bricks 1,000 times.
So speaking of pegging,
I'm done.
So after the first was that quarter mile, we then said, fuck this. Let's try the fireman carry Guinness World Record. 10 times worse.
Bruised sternum and bruised nutsack.
Sounds miserable.
It does.
Terrible. And the guys have done it. It was like maybe 6 minutes and some change. So, we seriously thought we could break this shit.
So this Guinness.
So like normal mile times they did with somebody on their back.
Yes.
So this record, Tim, say you guys would have completed it. Would they didn't you have any... gotten a certificate or no because you were just riding the guy who actually did the work?
Yeah, but his names are in there.
Well, neither.
So you would have got a name for not doing anything.
Neither, because they didn't have a Guinness Book of World Records representative there.
That's true. You have to have official.
So they would have been fucking shit out of luck.
Look, okay, we were young and dumb and having fun.
They don't give record certificates for
fucking liars.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Kippy just claimed the world record for how many beer cans he can crush.
Yeah, dog.
Who's going to fact check him?
Yeah.
Me.
Look, I said we attempted it, okay?
This is, oh, man, I don't even know what the hell.
Jason's still thinking and he still hadn't come up with anything.
Oh, I might give somebody a running for how many part-time jobs you can hold at a single time.
You definitely could get a good run at that one.
I'm pretty much, like, if... I don't stop moving unless, like, I physically can't move.
I feel like there's Guinness Bro World Records for, like, every little fucking thing.
No, there is. Oh,
yeah.
Everything.
It's like, all right, you got hot dog eating contest, right? I mean, but then it, like, breaks down. It's like, while wearing sunglasses. Like, all right, so am I doing the regular one or, like, am I wearing a sunglass to do the hot dog eating contest? I got to make a choice here.
Am I using someone else's arms or am I using my own arms?
Yes.
There was one, and I only know about this
milk
because,
or water.
Because it was on the radio. The guy drank like a whole thing of lemon juice in like 2 seconds or something.
Well, I could do that. Like, where's it at? Y'all call him up right now. I can fuck some lemon juice up.
Not in 2 seconds.
So, I got a whole bunch
What's
of
the,
shit.
How much lemon juice?
A whole bottle.
Like what, a BJ size bottle, regular size bottle?
A normal fucking lemon juice bottle.
Bring it on. Get the beer pong out.
The beer bong?
So like there's a world record for a guy in the UK who held a chair on his chin for 1 hour, 2 minutes, and 18 seconds. That's just putting a chair on your chin and balancing it.
And watching a movie.
For an hour.
I don't know. I couldn't do that. I get so bored.
If you're watching a movie.
Trust me. Some of them sound easy until you try to participate in them. And it's really fucking bad.
Like being fireman carried for a mile.
Imagine being the guy trying to carry the guy.
He said it was just as bad for him as it was for me.
I had to imagine worse.
Yeah, I was going to say.
If I had to bet.
Oh, shit. All right, I got some questions.
Let's... I got a question.
You said that.
What? What?
Are you going to tell the listeners how you needed Kippy's wood the other day?
It's all the time he needs all the wood. All the time.
Okay.
I want to give a shout out to
him. Look, he'll text me late at night like he does normally.
Like when he locks himself out of the house.
You know, and I read the text message like how I think he's speaking. Like he just, hey, can you bring some wood?
Okay.
I just really need some wood.
Time out. We're going to fucking rewind to last year.
Hold on.
No, fuck you. I run this show, motherfuckers.
I'm back, bitch.
Fuck you. You're replaced. So we move in. We've been here fucking
not even 6 hours.
We've been here 13 months now in the studio. We'll say that. And come find out, Ashley knew Kippy and Sandra. I'm one of the people, I'm very sociable, so I always fucking wave. Kippy never fucking waved for the longest time until Ashley told Josh's wife, Lauren, and then Lauren told Sandra, hey, make sure you wave to Blake and Ashley. So first off, fuck him. He's an asshole.
Oh, hey, to my defense, what am I doing every single time you see me outside?
He is working.
Every time.
He's never paying attention to who's driving by. That's first.
Do you ever see me outside just doing nothing?
No. 100. There have been several times where you're just sitting in your truck on your phone.
Oh, yeah.
Like taking a break or something.
Yeah, I'm just
like,
taking a break.
He's not going to wave at me because he's not looking up.
I'm taking a break from life because I knew the second I step out, I'm going back to work.
He's got
to
get away from the kids.
If I'm outside in the yard, what is a 100% chance I am doing some sort of physical labor?
This motherfucker is running the chainsaw. And Blake's waving.
Yeah, like,
see, this is why you almost cut your finger off. I was like,
when you moved here, I had no idea who the fuck you were. Never met you in my life.
Just some random Joe.
Just some random guy. I was like, yeah. I don't know who you are.
Waving his ass off.
And then finally, Sandra was like, hey, you need to make sure you like look up every now and then. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, I guess I can try
Ashley
to do that.
Will still say, I waved at Kippy. He didn't even fucking see me. And I'm like, oh, well, that's because he doesn't
like you. If he didn't
like
see you,
hey,
that's a different
what
story.
What do I do now every time you wave? I take my headphones off and I make sure to have a conversation
have,
with you usually.
We have conversations.
This is in the middle of the street.
Talked about the free beer.
This is great.
But no, so let's give a little backstory here. So Kippy's like diagonal from my driveway here. I've now locked myself in the house twice.
Out of the house, not in the house.
Yeah, locked myself out of the house twice.
I wouldn't be surprised if Blake locked himself in the
I wouldn't be
house.
Either.
The first time was the night we closed on the house.
They hadn't even been official homeowners for like 6 hours.
Kippy wasn't to the rescue then, but he was to the rescue the other week when we locked ourselves
recently.
Out.
Oh, yeah. Blake still owes me a giant-ass fucking knife.
Yeah, a kitchen knife.
That he broke trying to get into his house. A fucking grill spatula that he broke trying to get into the house. And something else I brought over from my house to fucking help him try to break into his house the day he moved in here.
That's what you get when professionals try to do the job.
Kippy is the neighbor everyone wishes they had. His wife has helped us mount a car seat base in the back of my wife's car. We were in there freaking giving that thing the people's elbow.
It's technique, dog. You got to just know which way to where to push and where to pull.
You can just ask our wife's cousin.
Yeah, I will say
he do the one that you talked about. I asked him.
Straps. I've never seen a car seat strap in that fucking tight. Them seats are ruined forever. They're ruined. Not the car seats. The car seat.
Oh,
the
yeah.
seat
he put
in
his,
the car.
He said he put his entire weight on the seat.
He probably sat in it and bounced and was
and
like,
then, yep.
350.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly
what
he did.
I can tell you, that's one thing. Like, if when it comes to the kids, I know my wife is going to make that car seat part of the vehicle.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's not going to have any movement.
You ain't trading this thing.
She was stone cold stunner in this brand new car seat like no other. And people were out in the driveway, like out on the road, and they were like, are y'all all right in there? Because it's just me and Kippy's wife, and I'm just like, yeah, we're trying to get this car seat. Then Ashley comes out. What's going on?
Safety. I mean, hey, safety's key.
You damn right. We had all four doors open and the hatch open. Like, we're getting hot and trying to breathe up in there.
Damn it.
It was wild, but no, Kippy is the neighbor everyone wishes they had.
I do want to say, like, you did great on Halloween. I've never seen somebody so quick get up to the store. Get some candy. Get set up.
Dude,
just get set up 2 hours after trick-or-treating started.
Yeah. Hold on. Yeah,
just like, for no kids to come and get
candy. It was like 8 o'clock and he's coming back to bring candy.
I'm pretty sure you got all that candy just for y'all to eat.
Dude, I forgot where we were going with this.
And all of it was all chocolate. It was fucking shit.
Wasn't even
candy.
The good stuff. No sweet tarts. No Airheads.
So,
no Laffy Taffy.
None of the good stuff.
So
no Gobstoppers.
Halloween, we all went trick-or-treating in our neighborhood. Well, Lauren is a former event planner here, and she tells Ashley and I that, oh, yeah, we have a fire pit, and so does Jason and Marie.
She did say that.
Well, come to find out, Lauren and Josh don't have a fire pit. Jason and Marie forget theirs, so we have to go last resort and rely on Kippy.
It wasn't
I got two fire pits. I
didn't forget.
I got your choice. You can have you gas want to haul or it. Wood.
You motherfucker. Well, Kevy brings his fire pit. Well, then we got the pit.
Hold on. By himself.
By himself.
Yeah, it's easy.
Blake couldn't get it by himself.
Get that bitch
he couldn't move
the
it from his freaking gate yeah, here man, to the driveway.
Put how the thing in the back, bed of the golf cart and drove it on
how
over.
Did it get back over to the house?
I picked it up and put it on the golf cart, took it back home.
Time out. I
this
texted him.
It's
got
like marble around.
It does. And I texted him that morning and said, hey, let me know when you want to do this.
I ain't going to bother you.
And he never responded. So we go out to lunch, come back, bitch is gone. I'm like, what the fuck?
Why? I'm not one to bug people. If I can do it myself, I'm going to do it myself.
So
it was a good night,
but yeah, I did go out Halloween night at 7:30 to get candy,
and all the good shit was already sold.
And remember those two cars? Those two cars pulled up at like 9:30.
Yeah, and y'all told them they could only have candy if they voted Trump.
We did tell them that.
Terrible.
My daddy's voting for Trump.
All yeah,
right, take
you,
everything.
You can have the top drawer.
The woman gets out.
It was all in a tackle box.
The woman got out of the passenger truck in like camo overalls with nothing on underneath.
She was diehard Mechanicsville.
That's what it felt like. No, she wasn't dressed like that, but they were very they were very scary. Remember they were like undoing the car seat and shit right there just to get candy. Yeah.
Swapping car seats.
Yeah. It was very weird.
This is the last stop. Swap it out.
Get everything you can.
Ugh, did they say Trump? Oh God.
What's got next? Anything else for us, Blake, or do we want to start going to our topics?
I got a shit
here?
Ton of stuff.
Let's cover our topics here first, and then we'll go back into questions.
They're questions and statements. They're fine.
I'm going to bow out because y'all about to talk.
We can skip that one.
We'll go to that one last. We'll do that
one
last.
We can skip it. It's not
the we'll point. Start with the bottom. Well, so we're going to talk about the Mechanicsville name change, the Lee Davis name change.
Going back to episode two.
So they're now Mechanicsville High School and Bell Creek Elementary, right?
Middle.
I'm sorry, middle.
God damn it.
God, fuck
yeah, Bell Creek Middle, Mechanicsville.
So Mechanicsville has officially picked their mascot, and they are the Mechanicsville Mustangs.
I'm not upset with that.
I don't like it.
I feel you, Kibby.
I'm indifferent on it.
So what's your, what do y'all suggest?
They were never going to be the Confederates anymore, so like whatever they picked, I didn't give a shit.
We don't have wild horses in Mechanicsville.
What does Mustang have anything to do with Mechanicsville or
what
Hanover?
Does any name they picked would have had
we
to
don't
do
have
with
wild horses.
Well, not the Confederates anymore, but the Confederates had to do with Mechanicsville and Hanover because of the battlefields.
I understand that part, but anything else they would have picked
and Davis.
Would have never had anything to do with the county.
I mean, they could have freaking picked the daggone tomatoes. I don't know.
The Mechanicsville Maters.
Yeah, I don't know.
God damn it, I still stand by it. Should have been the Mechanicsville Militia.
That would have been pretty cool, but that would have never happened. So, yeah, they're the Mustangs and then the Bell Creek Bulldogs.
I mean, they both flow, but like...
I think they just went off the name.
It's alliteration, people. It's elementary school.
I'm not upset at the Mustangs if they do it right, like the uniforms and whatnot.
Yeah, I mean...
A Mustang's a
I mean, as long as they make it look cool.
Stallion, you
yeah,
know?
But
as long as
the
they
colors,
make it look cool or something. You
with
know?
The colors yeah, purple and orange, how can you make that look good?
God. They can't.
Yeah,
they went from blue and orange.
Those are the only colors
orange.
They picked, right? Purple and orange.
Was
no.
Yeah, like, there was no accent colors. Or it was just
yeah,
purple
no,
and orange.
No, black and silver. Black and silver.
Oh, they are in
I read
there?
That somewhere.
Black and silver's in there, too?
Yeah, real
so
quick.
So let's make those the primary colors and get rid of the purple and orange.
Time out real quick. I just got a thing from my boss, and he just wanted me to thank Kippy for his service at being a firefighter.
Well, I'll put that in my
Why
little piggy
your
bank
boss
of
in
thank
the middle
yous.
Of the episode.
I think he went live on something.
Yeah.
Instagram or some shit. I don't know.
Your boss is watching you?
Well, he went live on Instagram.
He provided this table, baby. He's all about the cess.
Well, thank you, sir. We'll sess you up one
Gotta
day.
I love good people like
Is that. Is
that
T-O-double-D?
T-O-double-D.
Thank you.
Dog, Pruden.
Thank you, Prudy.
All right.
You got the thought with that?
No, he was just trying to get a hard break so he could cut it out.
Don't cut that shit out. Let it rip. Fuck him.
This is why
you
we don't
have...
You
think these motherfuckers in Indonesia go come find you?
We only have like one listener in Indonesia.
This is why we don't go.
And that's the only motherfucker that's going to come out here.
This is why we don't have guys night. All right. Next topic on the board. Northam makes 25-person limit. He does not drop us back a stage, but he cuts down gathering limits.
It's such a weird mandate. What is it? The governor's mandate? Is that what they're called?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what they've been calling
it. It's very vague, though. It's not, so he says no more than 25 people indoors or outdoors at a gathering. What is a gathering? I mean, I know what a gathering is, but I'm saying,
is he talking about restaurants?
Yeah. No, obviously.
Stores?
Like, clearly, they don't.
The Louis like, Ginter don't
are we going back
gardens?
To 10 people in the store now again, or 25 people?
The it's, Louis Ginter Botanical Gardens? Are we going to be able to go there?
Or is he just talking about like groups of?
No, I think it's more like a private setting.
So this motherfucker telling me I can't have 50 of my family over
they
for Thanksgiving.
They can't enforce that in your
why
own house.
Why are you attacking me right now?
I'm not. I'm asking you.
You're literally looking me dead in the eyes, and I see the flames.
Because you're sitting right across from me.
I see the flames.
Jason's he's got just, the knife
it's,
out.
It's passion. That's all this is passion.
It's just so big. Like,
it
so
is.
It, because it's not a really a phase. It's like, we're just going to get 25 people. But what? Where? When? Yeah. Hello?
I agree.
And you have, and establishments have to mandate mask wearing, and yes. Now you can catch a fucking misdemeanor.
So the 25 person limit, I guess, is that affecting schools?
Nope.
No.
But,
no,
I mean, a lot
it's
of schools.
All I think it's all private gathering.
So we can all gather at the BJ's.
Yeah, but who's going to enforce that?
Nobody.
That's exactly. The thing.
Nobody.
It's all know. Coming from.
Like, it doesn't make sense for it to impose on just private places.
I think.
Well, I can tell you one place that's not going to enforce the damn Hanover County Sheriff's Department. They already said they're not doing shit earlier in the year.
I think it comes from Biden saying there's a potential 6 to 8 week lockdown.
No, I think it's him trying to gear up for the Thanksgiving holiday so we don't have these big ass spreads.
We're already having outbreaks, though.
I'm just
saying that we're at the highest outbreaks out of all year.
It's,
and I'm just saying, you got more people getting ready to gather for Thanksgiving trying to see their whole families. It's going to get worse.
Science has been proven. You got a 98% survival rate.
99.
I saw a thing today that
said... The more people that get tested, the higher the survival rate goes up.
Well, I love it. My stance on it is, like, there should just be, like, a herd immunity. Like, you're going to get it or you're not. Like, it's obviously...
like Sweden.
It's obviously here and it's not going anywhere.
It's the fucking Rocky meme.
It's from, like
if
flu.
He dies, yeah. He dies.
It's here. It's not going anywhere. Like, have they gotten rid of the flu? No. So this is never going to go anywhere.
Let's just go here. The flu vaccine, not nearly as effective as the COVID vaccine that they have that hasn't quite been approved yet, but it's in the works.
Supposedly.
Yeah, just...
The flu vaccine is 40 to 50% effective.
I'm just wondering how long are we going to go on like this, like constantly shutting things down?
Well,
like we cannot, small businesses cannot go on like this forever.
I've been saying...
If you think the left cares about that, you are sadly mistaken.
Yeah. I've been saying for months leading up to the election that once November 3rd hits and then it turns into November 4th, COVID's over with. It's gone. It doesn't matter who won, because if I always said if Biden won, it's like, oh, well, the COVID scare worked. Or if Trump won, it was like, well, fuck, it didn't work, so we got to come up with some other fucking scheme like we've been doing for the past 4 years, right? But think about this. Ever since the election, not a single fucking news outlet, not a single one talked about COVID.
Yeah. What I think is going to happen is, so Trump talked about the vaccines coming out. Constantly
and the
bashed,
left is hating
constantly
on that.
Bashed every time he opened his mouth about it. But now that Biden is the projected winner for the election, what I think is going to happen, again, this is just my opinion, he's going to become president, and then he's going to usher in this vaccine.
And they'll
that,
say he's
that,
the
that,
one
that, that Trump's party's been kind of working on.
Yeah.
And then,
absolutely.
And then it's going to help and kind of help make this stuff kind of get back
to a normal. And they'll say he eradicated the fucking virus.
Yeah, then it's
going to
be the Democratic
that's
Party
fucking,
cured
chaos
of COVID.
Yeah, that's...
Thank God for Democrats.
100% that's the way it's going.
Like, sorry. I think that's what's going to happen.
I want everybody to know that Operation Warp Speed... put out by Donald Trump is what got us the vaccine as quick as it did. Is there any other country that have a vaccine?
No.
No. America is great.
Also saw a thing today that said the Mississippi governor came out and said we will not be supporting a 6 to 8 week lockdown.
Oh.
Who said this?
Mississippi.
Governor Mississippi.
Good old boys. I think you'll see a lot of Republican governors not
get
into that.
Give me a beer.
So,
we're back. We took a quick pause break. Josh had to go pee-pee, and we need more beer for guys' night.
We're letting it all hang out here. So, our next topic here is going to be, it's some groundbreaking stuff.
Groundbreaking.
Jason doesn't care because it's sports related. He's just a fucking dick. But the Miami Marlins have hired the first woman general manager in MLB history. Kim, is it Ng?
I think so.
I don't know how to pronounce it. It's just Ng.
Ng? It should be in a meme.
So, yeah. I don't know.
That sounds like it.
So that's pretty cool. I thought that was pretty neat.
Huge.
I saw that the other day, and I was like, damn, that's awesome.
Yeah, she's been in, I think, like baseball type of sport on the other side of the world for a long time. And you're hearing this news after coming off of Houston firing their head PR.
This goes over to the NFL. Yeah, the Houston.
Firing their head PR Texans. Woman.
Yeah.
Saying she wasn't a cultural fit.
A part of the culture anymore. Like, what does that even mean?
Like, come on now.
How do you interpret that?
Thought we were all about empowering women.
Yeah. Well, not anymore. Not when they're not a part of the culture.
No.
But
shout out to her. I think she's going to do great things because Jeter's a part owner of the Marlins. So that's good.
Gotta love some Jeter.
Yeah, you can't hate Jeter.
So cool. Yeah, we just wanted to bring that up. That was a little interesting tidbit. We don't get to talk about sports much because Jason zones out when we do. And
motherfucker. Yeah.
So let's get into these questions.
Questions.
All right. I don't think we have it.
Air hammer?
I'm going to cut the air off.
Wild.
Tell me about 1 second. Josh, can you read that? Read the first one if you want.
Up top here?
Why is it so loud tonight?
What's up, Jeff? Jeff, get in here.
Oh, Lord.
Well, we got a second guest.
we're bringing on all kinds of
ladies and gentlemen, we have a real treat for you. Two guests for the price of one.
Jeff.
All right, here's our question. If you could send a message to the entire world, what would it be?
I could send a message to the entire world.
I already know.
Go.
Suck on America's nuts, bitches.
Trump 2020.
Yeah.
Blake, what's yours?
I could send in a message to the entire world. It would be to just find the positive in everything.
So weak. All right, Josh.
Mine
Thank you
be,
for that.
Mine would be, you'll never be as good as us. Never.
As good America? Or as good as the Shane Edmonds show?
Either one.
I'm going with Shane Edmonds show.
You'll never be as good as us.
Jeff, get in here. We can share the mic. Everybody, welcome in Jeff, our other neighbor.
Man,
we got I'm the only one that doesn't live in this neighborhood. What the hell? That's all right. I live in a better neighborhood anyway.
No, my whole message to the whole world is...
All right, let's go.
...is after January, I want the whole world to buckle this seatbelt because this is going to be one hell of a shit show.
Get ready.
Either way,
either way. 4 years. Doesn't matter who's the president. The next 12 months is probably going to be a shit show.
Yes, it would.
I agree.
The left will continue to act like babies, as they always have. All right, next question.
All right. Next question. Jeff and I are sharing the mic here, so.
Blake had COVID last week, so be careful.
No, I didn't. We'll skip
They around. Called it bronchitis.
Yeah,
really.
If you could look through, this is funny because we got Jeff here now. If you could look through one person's email without knowing them, whose would it be? We'll start with Jeff.
Without knowing... Hold on.
Hillary Clinton, for sure.
Well, without knowing the person?
Yeah.
Yeah, without knowing them.
Personally?
Yes.
God damn, we just got to assume, right? Jesus. I'm just sitting here like, I mean, I know Hillary, just not personally. You know what I'm saying?
Come on, man.
Emails. Hunter Biden.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to go with that one. I'm just curious because they have his laptop. I want to know what's on it.
I'm going kind of off the board here. Let me go with Jeff Bezos.
That's interesting, too.
That's a good one.
That is a good
one. Just different.
Or that's a good one.
Bill Gates.
Ooh.
How much is he playing into this COVID shit?
You know what?
Bill Gates.
Jeff said Hillary. I'm going John Podesta.
You know who I'd like to...
I'd like to look through Fauci's emails.
We only get one person, guys.
I'd like to look through Fauci's emails.
There you go. That's very true, too. Okay. Yeah. We got a lot of good options here.
I want to know Pelosi's, too.
I'm Chuck Schumer.
I'm going to keep on going.
Anybody from the left?
Everybody. I want to see all the emails from the left. Dude.
Anybody who's on the DNC email list, I want to see it.
AOC?
There's scandal.
AOC? Let me see them emails.
Dude, we've like maxed fucking Shane Edmonds Show level now. We're fucking sharing mics. We got fucking five of us up in here.
Mm. All right, what's next? What's next? Blake's killing me here. I'm kind of fucked up.
Do this one.
Okay. We already did that one. That's the Guinness Book of World Record.
Oh, here you go.
He's messed me off.
I'm all fucked up here.
We're losing listeners.
What is the craziest thing you could ask a stranger or tell a stranger, say to a stranger while walking down the street?
I don't know because I've already witnessed it.
Hey, let me see that butthole.
You motherfucker, you read my notes.
No, I didn't. Is that on there?
I quoted Bobby Pestick from your 30th birthday party, and I quoted, "Show me your butthole."
That was happening. And I did show him my butthole.
When you hang out with some crazy friends, you feel like you've already seen it or heard it all.
That's true. How many times have we walked around Richmond?
I have a friend that we were on a bachelor party going from Halligan Bar and Gill to Club Rouge.
He invited a homeless guy to the strip club with us.
Let's go to the strip club. Come to the strip club.
We were at the ATM right there outside of Halligan's on 17th Street. They had an ATM right there. And we were getting money to go to the strip club. And this homeless guy's like, "Can I get some money, guys?" And we're like, fuck, we can't tell him no.
So no, you ain't getting no money, but you can come to the strip club with us.
Exactly. And this dude, he didn't even have the money to pay to get to the strip club. The dude who invited the homeless guy.
But that's all right. Because the best man paid for everybody that night.
Hey, who made that guy's night.
Oh, yeah.
He was sitting in the back creeping.
He disappeared right after he got in. He was gone.
He had like glasses that were thick as Coke bottles. He was creepy. But he was like he was drinking beer and everything, putting it right on the best man's tab. I can't say anything because every time like the best man's like, "Hey, can I get a Bud Light?" And he'd bring it down. The next thing you know, he go get a lap dance. And I'm like, gone. And I set it back over there. I wouldn't even like set it back over there. He just like, "Hey, where's my Bud Light?" And they're like, "Oh, we'll get you another one." He's like, "Another one? What?" Then he's like, "All for another lap dance." I'm like,
was the best man paying for the lap dances too?
His own. That's who was disappearing.
He paid for everything. He didn't even know. He was so messed up. He paid for everybody to get in, I think.
He did.
All right.
Didn't even know.
I got a funny one. If y'all don't want to participate in it, I will.
Let's go.
Most embarrassing thing you've caught your parents doing?
Most embarrassing thing?
I don't think I've ever.
I haven't really caught my parents doing anything a whole really.
Me neither.
Really
how many times have they walked in on me? Probably quite a bit, but
I could go the other way. Never walked in on them.
Yeah, exactly. I never have either.
Y'all suck.
Yeah.
What are you like
mediocre.
Busting up in your freaking parents' room?
So,
really?
Like,
so,
it's like freaking 1 o'clock in the morning. You're like, "Hey, mom, dad, oh my God."
Yeah, that sounds like some shit Liam would do for real.
Oh my God, it does. And then he'd cry.
Yeah, exactly.
No, so.
Hell no. 1 o'clock in the morning, I was sneaking out to go fucking drink and smoke.
It wasn't 1 in the morning. That's the best part.
Was it like 2 in the afternoon?
Probably. So I was working at Texas.
Gotta get that afternoon delight.
I was working at Texas Roadhouse as a busboy. We were really dead. Got cut. I got cut early from my shift.
Uh-huh.
Go home. Didn't even dawn on me that it was my dad's birthday yet.
Oh, I know where this is going.
Dude, Bootstrap Bill, I'm sorry.
Was he gonna blowy?
Was the sock on the door?
This is the best part.
Was there a hat on the door?
No, this is the best part. No, I go through the whole house. We had a one-story house with a basement. Go through the whole house, and I go out back looking underneath the gazebo. I'm like, where the fuck are they? All the cars are here. Bedroom door's closed. I'm like, this is my thought. Still didn't dawn on me it was my dad's birthday yet.
But the bedroom door's closed.
I'm like, they're taking a nap. It's Saturday afternoon. Stop barging. The dogs are still excited because I just got home from being gone all morning.
Oh, does the dog go up and lick his beehole?
No. Dad won't get no action. Dad was given the action. It's his birthday.
Oh.
What? So I let
Well, maybe that's his thing.
I let all the dogs in on the bed, all on the action, close the door, and I just hold the door closed against the frame.
Oh, so you did this on purpose.
And I'm dying laughing because I didn't even know what the fuck to think. And then they get dressed and come out, and Dad was just Dad was so embarrassed.
So you knew what was going on, and you sabotaged it.
I didn't realize it. No, this was
party
foul.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize it until I opened the door and was like, oh, fuck.
That's messed up. That's messed up, yeah.
That is messed up.
Everybody here has voted. That's not even.
He would have done the same to me.
I can remember one time we went on vacation and, you know, we were fucking with Josh while he was fucking.
I wasn't getting it in. Is that when y'all were throwing stuff at me from downstairs?
I was throwing pennies. They were like landing right on your ass.
I think I was doing what Blake's dad was doing. Yeah, I wasn't getting it in, but no. I was going down.
Damn, you had your pants down?
Huh?
He said he was throwing pennies on your ass.
Well, they were hitting me.
I think you were pounding it out.
I don't think I was. I think I got you were, it
because me and Lee were like flicking coins.
This isn't with my wife, so let's not talk about this anymore.
God. I'm just saying.
This episode has gone really downhill.
Taking a left turn.
Yes.
All right.
Is this what happened to the trying to be better?
It's going to make the cut.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. If you could pick your own name, what would it be?
My own name?
Yeah.
Jason.
I know. I can't see myself with any other name.
Really?
Do you have another name that you would call yourself?
William.
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
William's iPhone. Drift me out all
It would not be my first name.
Every time I see that, I'm like, who the fuck is William? Why does Blake have somebody else's phone?
It would not be my first name.
Why do you even have it set like that?
What do you mean?
That your phone's is William's iPhone.
I don't know. That's my first name.
That's like me setting my phone as Jerry's phone. Jerry's or me Samsung Galaxy.
The best thing is there is like.
Does your phone say Raymond's phone?
It doesn't.
No, it
says Kip's phone.
I mean, mine doesn't say Joshua's. It just says Josh's.
Well, the best thing is like, people.
You're quiet on this one. Your phone is like Jeff's phone?
Jeff, what does it say?
Or does it say Jeffrey?
No, it's definitely Jeff.
Damn it.
So,
okay.
Blake, you're the only weird one.
Blake's the oddball.
He's going to go change that as soon as we're done. He's going to do it right now. Okay.
William Turner.
What was the question? Any other name?
Pick your own name.
What was your name? What was your name?
Know.
Blake, you said you had a name already. So, what was
your name? I've never thought about it.
We've talked him out of it now.
Fuck y'all. I was following the rules. It says first name, so I put William.
Such a rule. Hey, look, Blake thinks very literally.
Look, bitch has changed already on my cloud. No, like, I'll call people, though, or, like, schedule shit. They'll be like, first name, and I'll be like, William. So then they'll call me, like, months or whatever, and be like, oh, yes, is this William Turner? I'll be like, oh, fuck, yeah, it's me. Or they'll be like, prescription, they'll be like, oh, can I get the name under it? And I'm like, Blake, and they're like, we don't have that on file. I'm like, fuck, it's William. I'm sorry. No, I don't know. For some reason, I always like the name Cole. Cole Trickle.
Cole Trickle.
You goddamn right, Cole Trickle.
God damn it.
Cole Trickle over here.
Dick Trickle?
Dick Trickle.
Lord have mercy. We're going downhill fast.
Cole.
Colt. Colt Bennett. I like Colt. Told Ashley I want to name our son Colt, and she keeps saying no.
You're not having another son. You're not having any more kids. Your wife's done with you.
No.
Well, y'all going to be like the other family, huh? One and done.
No.
You got to have at least one more.
Absolutely. We are. It's already set in stone.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, what does that mean?
Announced to the world?
Does your wife know this?
In our mind.
In your mind or both of your minds?
Not uterus mind. In our minds, it's set in stone.
You've decided you want another child.
Yeah, we've already planned it out, even though you can't really.
You want a boy or a girl?
So what you're saying is she's not drinking tonight.
No, she's hammered.
Do you have to go pick her up?
No, I can't leave. I got the kid. We would like one and one.
You act like you don't have three other responsible adults out
three
here.
Other responsible
four. We got four. Jeff can go get her. No, I'm just kidding. We wanted another girl. We wanted a girl, not another girl. We have a boy. We wanted a girl, one and one. But now she has said that she would be okay with a second boy, realizing really how.
I thought you were about to say originally we wanted a girl. I was like, you asshole.
No. She said she'd be fine with a second boy. And she likes the name Brady.
Well,
so it'd be Blake, Bryce, and Brady. And
well,
we'd have Ashley.
Listen, I will just tell you from experience. Brady. If y'all end up having a second child, make sure that you know 100% what it's going to be. Because Owen, ooh. I don't know if you know this, was actually... Owen's my 4-year-old son. He was supposed to be a girl. We were told, like all the way up through 6 months of pregnancy, that this is a girl. Painted the room purple, had girl clothes and everything. And then, lo and behold, yeah. Owen popped out.
I was a girl until
I don't
birth.
Know.
I was a girl until birth. I was going to be Blair.
I'm not surprised about that.
Owen was supposed to be Harper.
Lord have
we
mercy.
We were going to have Molly and Harper, and now
that is, man, that's a huge play with the emotions right there.
Yeah, it was
that
like
is. That'll fuck
look,
you up.
I was perfectly happy
that'll
with
that. That'll make you join the fire department.
I was perfectly happy having two daughters. It was going to be awesome. But I mean,
hashtag girl dad.
Yeah. I mean, life was about to get real expensive.
Yeah, really.
But, you know, when found out that it was a boy, I'm not going to lie. I was.
You were probably excited.
I was
shit.
Pretty
you were
ecstatic.
Like, oh, yeah.
Not only because we had one of both, but now I had a boy to do boy things with and not just.
Even though your daughter
stuff.
Is probably more interested but in that stuff.
Yeah, but.
Damn.
That is the truth.
I know. We talked about this.
My daughter does like doing a lot of the boy stuff that I do outside. But I had to repaint the freaking room.
Oh, yeah.
God, it was a pain. A
whole bunch of clothes
so
you had to return.
Yep. Well, actually, a lot of the stuff was hand-me-down stuff from Molly.
Oh, shit.
We just had it,
that's true.
We just had everything set up. But then we found out this boy had to go buy all new stuff. So, yeah, just make sure, you know, when that time comes.
Yeah, I mean.
Do we have any more FMKs?
I had picked a couple. But I can't remember what they were. I've got like two of them still in my head.
Well, I got one more question.
Go for it. And then we want to do these FMKs?
Yeah. Right. What all would right. your...
And then we'll close it out. Because yeah. We're killing these people right now.
We're,
right,
we'll do the FMK.
Yeah. Killing what would your mascot be?
My personal mascot?
Yeah, what would your mascot
not,
be?
Not a Mustang.
Not a Mustang.
I mean, I like the Mustang. Ford Mustang. Personal mascot...
Oh,
let's get me real quick.
I don't know.
I'll go.
Go ahead. Yeah, it's not Nutsy. That was a fail.
Let it rip. You're like Hillary. You got the questions ahead of time.
It was gonna be a flying squirrel. It was gonna be just a normal squirrel.
Are you lying?
No, I'm dead
Why
serious.
A squirrel.
Well, because
it,
one I tried out.
Wanted
for
to be Nutsy.
One I tried out for Nutsy. I wanted to be nuts. I didn't even try out because the competition.
He got up there and he got embarrassed.
The competition was too fucking real.
So the rest of the answer
the
is
second,
you like nuts in your mouth.
No.
It all comes out.
The
there
second part is if you watch a squirrel, like when you're driving down the road and you're coming up on a fucking squirrel, they are so just like all over the fucking place.
They have
place.
No idea what the hell they want to do.
That is him. That is
that
him.
That is
That's
fucking
true.
Me.
That
I
is
mean,
true.
That is fucking me.
You'll see them darting back and forth, and you're like, that squirrel has ADD.
I'll come
no,
out
it's just
here
a
and fucking clean the garage, and like, next thing you know, I'm fucking hanging something, and Ashley's like, Bryce is sleeping. Why are you banging on the fucking wall? And I'm like, oh, fuck. Oh, well. I'm all over the place.
Which way do I go? Which way do I go?
Yeah.
If I had to pick one, I would say a freaking goldfish.
A goldfish?
They're constantly doing shit, swimming. Mm-hmm. But their memory is shit.
It's garbage, yeah.
Like, my wife will tell me something, and I will forget it. And literally, as the words leave her mouth, it's like I'm forgetting them real time as they're coming out.
Jeff.
It's amazing.
Jeff, do you have a mascot?
No.
No mascot
Come on,
Jeff.
Jeff doesn't even want to be interviewed right now. He's like, fuck y'all.
What'd you say, Jeff?
Like, some of these questions are like, what is your favorite animal? It's like...
Yeah.
I do not like goldfish.
Okay, the platypus.
Message on Bumble or something.
Well, Jason's
so
on
Bumble.
Jason's on Grindr, if you're wondering.
Yeah. All you guys out there, look up Jason.
He doesn't even know what Grindr is. I guarantee it.
It's like, he's like
he knows.
He's like the grandfather of this podcast.
He knows.
Like gay. What's the one you swipe?
Tinder.
Gay Tinder, isn't it?
He knows.
It is.
The app opens with, do you want to get pegged?
I'm not on there, but I know what it is.
There's too much peg talk in today's episode.
Let's see. Mascot, spirit animal, same thing.
Yeah, kind of the same thing.
If you had to pick an animal to represent you,
but that's the same as a spirit animal,
right? Yeah, I guess so.
Not necessarily.
Go ahead. You don't got nothing? I don't have nothing either. I don't.
I got one, but it's not 100% accurate.
Go ahead.
Like
just
part of me.
Just go with it.
Honey badger. I don't give a fuck.
Don't give no shit.
I don't.
Jeff
got one. I
don't
give a fuck. So, Jeff got one. Let it rip.
Mom always told me I was named after the Toys R Us.
The
giraffe.
Mom always
Jeffrey the giraffe. Yes. Your spirit animal.
So I can't get away from that.
All
right. Oh shit. I was I was gonna say giraffe, but not for that reason. Obviously, because my name's not Jeff, but just because I'm like. I'm kind of awkward in the way that a giraffe is kind of awkward.
You got a long neck?
Yep, I got that. I got neck for days. No, I'm just kidding.
Could be an orangutan.
As kinda Jeff awkward, pulls up, funny. Jeff the giraffe.
All right, we're done with this part. Are we going to do a little FMK?
I think we should just close it.
Okay.
It's so boring.
Let's close it up.
Thanks for listening, guys. We appreciate it. Thank you to our wonderful guests who have showed up tonight. Yes. Kippy.
I traveled long and far to be here.
Yeah, I know.
Both guests.
Both of y'all did. We'll give you gas money.
Yeah. When we get paid, we'll pay you. The check is in the mail, by the way.
Oh, shit.
Just don't hold your breath.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Thank you.
See ya.